When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am fantastic. So, friends, I'd like to introduce you to my good friend, Mary Beth McMahon, CEO and President of Special Olympics Massachusetts. You guys have a lot going on this summer, a lot coming up this fall. Can you just talk to us about Special Olympics for those who might not be familiar?
Yes, absolutely. So we are a sports program for individuals with intellectual disabilities. We offer year-round sports. Our athletes are ages 2 to 87.
Wow.
And we are very busy right now, which a lot of people don't expect us to be. They kind of think of us as a track program. But this year, this summer, we have cycling, bocce, softball, and golf going on.
What events do the 87-year-olds compete in?
Whatever they want.
Exactly. Bocce, cornhole, like race walking. We try to kind of make our sports for any ability. So we have all different types of skill levels from low to high in all of our sports we offer. And we offer 23 different sports here in Massachusetts.
And Mary Beth, what does it mean for these athletes to be able to compete just like the people they see on the Olympics on TV every 4 years and to win a medal? Like, what does that mean for them?
Well, it's actually a couple of things. One, they're being recognized for their abilities, not disabilities, which is, I think, very key to all. I think we all know how important sports are to individuals' self-worth and esteem and just socialization and inclusion. And that's really what we're all about, is giving our athletes the same abilities, you know, same opportunities everybody else has. And then we offer that no matter what kind of sport ability you are. So if you kind of think about it, the playing field of sports is really where we are all able and all equal.
And I think if you're a parent out there who has a kid who plays sports, you know how freaking expensive it is. So
it's extremely expensive.
So that is why we want to help the Special Olympics. I know you guys have a matching thing going on right now. So if people wanted to donate some money, now would be a good time to do it?
Yeah, it would be a great time to do it. We are actually don't charge for participation. So everything we offer for free to all of our athletes. We have over 19,000 athletes here involved in Massachusetts. And you can go to SpecialOlympicsMA.org to donate. And right now, Coca-Cola is matching the money raised. And we call it Celebrating Champions. And it's really our way of making sure people know that we are an inclusive movement that happens throughout the year. And we do it in July because it marks the anniversary of our movement.
You said July marks the anniversary of the beginning of your movement. I'm curious, how did this start?
So we started actually in the backyard of Mr. and Mrs. Sarge Shriver in Rockland, Maryland, as a day camp. And then in 1968, she actually held the first games in Chicago in track and field and aquatics. And so we used that date as our anniversary date. And so that's July 20th, 1968. And there's about 1,000 athletes involved in those games. And now there's over 5 million involved worldwide.
From a backyard to all over the world.
Yes, exactly. And in every community here in Massachusetts where you live, work, and play.
And if people want more information, if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate, where do they go?
Well, you go to SpecialOlympicsMA.org, and there's a menu there. You can donate, volunteer, or even you can go to OverTheEdgeBoston.com, and if you want to sign up to rappel down the Hyatt Regency in October.
Yes, I will see you there, my friend.
Absolutely.
So, Mary Beth, you, all the athletes, and the entire staff at Special Olympics Massachusetts are now all members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. We so appreciate you helping us spread the word about our mission.
You bet. Well, we will talk to you soon. I'll see you in October.
See you in October.
Bye.
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 If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. 6:30 is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So yesterday we chatted a little bit about Beyonce wrapping up her Cowboy Carter tour this past weekend, and it was record-breaking. The numbers show it took in a staggering $407 million, sold 1.6 million tickets. It makes Cowboy Carter the highest-grossing country tour in history. She's also the first woman, the first American artist, male, female, solo, or group to wrap two tours that grossed over $400 million, with the others being her previous Renaissance World Tour. Other records, the shortest tour to pass 400 million, the highest grossing artist at multiple venues like the Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, and more. So,
what you're saying is she's popular.
What I'm saying is she had a moment in only 32 shows. So, well done, my friend. Deion Sanders has revealed the specifics of his ongoing health issues. He said yesterday in a press conference that he's been dealing with bladder cancer and had his bladder removed during off-season surgery. His doctor said Sanders has been cured of the disease, saying, "I'm pleased to report the results from the surgeries are that he is cured," which is great news. But Neon Deion, coach, primetime, he had a message for us.
And there's some people out there right now dealing with the same issue, affected by that C word that we usually, when we hear that word, is normally a life sentence attached to it, but not this time.
I love him. He is a vibe.
Yeah, I just had no idea. He kept it pretty close to the his vest, I guess. There were some rumblings out there that he had some kind of health issues, but I had no idea until I walked in here this morning. But
yeah, he's also had problems with his feet. You know, he's lost, I think, toes. They were talking about amputating a foot at one point.
Oh, my God.
He's had some issues health-wise with his feet as well. So
I hope he's doing better, strong as ever, and good words from him. Carson, I have a royal update for you.
No, what?
And this one gives us hope.
Okay.
Prince Harry has reportedly offered to share his official schedule of engagements and outings with the royal family, which is the latest attempt to help ease those tensions after years of estrangement. So basically, this proposal would allow transparency about his events, avoiding conflicts between Harry and Meghan's outings and the British royal family's engagements, and therefore claims of trying to overshadow each other. So like if the royal family was doing something on one day and Harry happened to do something on the same day, everybody was like, yeah, ta-ta-ta, he's trying to be shinier than they are. You know, people just want to hate real bad. Not that he didn't ask for it a little bit, but in any event, Prince Harry's recent visit to Angola dominated the newspaper because Queen Camilla was having her birthday, and how dare he. In addition, sharing diaries would also hint towards the two camps maybe finding a time for them to meet in person. They were last together in February of 2024 when Harry flew from California to the UK to see the king following the announcements of his cancer diagnosis. And they had a very brief meeting that day, if you'll recall. So maybe this is the beginning of trying to reconcile something because you just don't know. And his, you know, the king has not talked a whole lot about his cancer. And so you just never know how many days. And so I hope this is their first step toward reconciliation. It would be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. There's too much baggage.
I don't know. I think there comes a time in your life when you are facing something a little bigger than that.
Yeah.
And you decide how you want to walk out the door instead of walking in the door. So, you know.
Dan, we should start doing that on this show, scheduling events at the same time as each other to compete with one another, to make it more like the royal family.
Oh, yeah?
Like Kennedy has an event Thursday night for the Beach House. Mm-hmm. You should do an event at the same time.
No one's coming to mind if Kennedy has an event.
I know, that's what I'm
saying. Disagree. Yeah. Disagree. Dan, you are a vibe. And that is what I've got.
By the way, Kennedy will be at Dylan's on Boylston Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. for Kim Crawford wine tastings.
We love a Kim Crawford wine tasting.
You can register to win tickets to see Katy Perry at the TD Garden and become a finalist to attend the Mixed Beach House, a 21-plus event. Again, that is Kennedy this Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. for a Kim Crawford wine testing. Join Kennedy at Dylan's on Boylston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Steve from Windham, New Hampshire.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Yep. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Steve?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five trivia questions, Steve. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the first time in 2 years, Starbucks is bringing back one of its most requested menu items that has been discontinued, raspberry syrup. What is a professional who prepares and serves coffee drinks called?
A barista.
Jay Leno thinks late night hosts who take political stands are making a mistake. What was the name of the show that he hosted on NBC from 1992 until 2009?
Jay Leno did, he had the Jay Leno show, but was it the late show, the Tonight Show?
Question number three, NFL team training camps are in full effect. The Raiders cut defender Christian Wilkins after he playfully kissed a teammate on the head and the guy took offense.
But we're not doing little smooches in the locker room anymore?
The Patriots have been forehead kiss free to date, thank God. Who is the coach of the Patriots?
That's Mike Vrabel.
What are you supposed to do to a guy after a good play?
Slap on the butt?
Yeah,
that's
way manlier.
A mixing board used by Dr. Dre to record Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and tons of other artists sold for a record $165,000. All of the artists named performed in the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was the female singer that performed with all of them?
She came out. There was a, I cannot remember.
And question number five, Elizabeth Berkley turning 53 yesterday. She played Jessie in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the principal on that show?
Mr. Bell, Bell Dare.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Steve, I understand you are an elevator mechanic.
Yes, I am. I'm heading to work right now on 93.
Yeah, seems like a real up-and-down business.
No.
Your bank account's up, though, if you're in the elevator union. That's all that matters.
They do pay well.
Kennedy, Steve got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
For the first time in 2 years, Starbucks is bringing back one of its most requested menu items that had been discontinued, raspberry syrup. What is a professional who prepares and serves coffee drinks called?
A barista.
I went to a Dunk's in Virginia Beach just to see, and they were a little bit confused when I said, can I get a large ice regular?
Correct.
And they're like, so do you want cream and sugar in that? I was like, what are they teaching you? Do they not send them to Quincy to train?
I am from the birthplace of this location.
Like we grew up saying coffee regular. Come on, dude.
Tie to one. Question number two. Jay Leno thinks late night hosts who take political stands are making a mistake. What was the name of the show that he hosted on NBC from 1992 to 2009?
Who said it?
Jay Leno said that.
Jay Leno. The Tonight Show?
Tied at two. NFL team training camps are in full effect. The Raiders cut defender Christian Wilkins after he playfully kissed a teammate on his head and the guy took offense.
Lighten up, Francis.
The Patriots have been forehead kiss free today, Kennedy. Thank God.
Oh, jeez.
Who's the coach of the Patriots?
Mike Vrabel.
Tied at three. Question number four, a mixing board used by Dr. Dre to record Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and a ton of other artists just sold for a record $165,000. All of those artists named performed at the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was the female singer that performed with them?
Mary J. Blige.
4-3. Question number five. Elizabeth Berkley, 53 yesterday. She played Jessie in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the principal from that show?
Oh, Belder, Belton.
Oh, deja vu.
Belding? Mr. Belding?
Mr. Belding.
Get out!
Yeah, Steve said Belder.
Oh.
So close. 4-3 is the final score.
Wow. Good job.
Kennedy gets the win, Steve. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did pick yourself up a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze. He's going to be at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. They added a third show August 9th at 3 p.m. You can buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but you are going to that show for free, okay?
Make it worth it. Thank you so much.
He's very funny. I've seen him live. You're going to have a great time.
I almost went last year. I think he was in town. I wanted to go, but it didn't work out, so this is awesome.
There you go.
Well, have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. I'm Steve from Wyndham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. If you have a hot take for Hot Take Tuesday, you can call or text. Again, 617-655-1234. If I may take the floor first.
The floor is yours, buddy.
After traveling, I'm sure you know where this is going. I have a hot take about flying in a plane. I think you've mentioned this before, but I've never experienced it like I did yesterday. If you are one of those travelers that stands up in the middle aisle before the plane gets to the gate, you deserve to die a death of a thousand deaths.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Really? That's the thing.
Oh, my gosh. So we're on the plane. We get to the gate, right? Now, our plane was delayed, canceled. There was terrible weather in Virginia Beach where we were for this lacrosse tournament. And so everybody is trying to scramble to get to the next airport the next day. And so Barrett stands up, he grabs his bag out of the overhead compartment, and he goes. And then as I try to go, the woman about barrels me over to get in front of me.
That's the part that bothers me.
Yes!
If you want to stand up to save 17 seconds, that's your business. But when you try to cut...
And
if you have a close connection, typically they'll say, can everybody wait? There are three people here who have a 5-minute connection.
But everybody's waiting because all of the flights have been canceled for 12 hours.
I get it.
And I look at her as like, are you not going to let me in? She's like, I'm trying to catch my next flight. And I said, ma'am, we're all trying to catch our next flight.
Well said, sir.
And
nice
so
to keep it calm.
We go to walk off the plane and she says, yeah, but do you have a 5-year-old at home alone waiting for you?
Why is your 5-year-old home alone?
And I turned around and I said, ma'am, if you have a 5-year-old at home alone, you have bigger problems than missing your next flight.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Everybody thinks the world revolves around them now. It's nuts.
Producer Dan, Hot Take Tuesday, do you have anything for us this morning?
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow.
It's not about following an act.
This came up organically on the show yesterday, and I said I was going to use it today. But waffles over pancakes. All day for on the sweet breakfast hierarchy, it goes waffles. Frankly, French toast over pancakes. In the Holy Trinity, it goes waffles, French toast.
Then it's Hot Take Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
That is the correct order.
That is more of a preference than a hot take. I don't know. Kennedy, you have a hot take for
me? No, you can just pass on me today.
Okay. Josh is from Brockton. Good morning, Josh.
Hi.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have, my friend?
All right. So roadside memorials should not be allowed.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
That is fiery hot. What is your reasoning behind?
They're just, you know, really distracting. People, sometimes got balloons and flags and, you know, flowers and things like this. But, like, they have cemeteries for that stuff. You know what I mean?
I see. it's your hot take and you're allowed to have it.
I've never taken a moment to think those flowers on the side of 93 where somebody passed away shouldn't be there.
Well, that's why it's his hot take and not yours.
There you go.
You think about this a lot, Josh, do you?
Sometimes.
We don't judge people's hot takes here, sir.
I am judging.
Where do you stand on waffles v. pancakes, Josh?
Waffles, for sure.
Okay. You got to pass.
Dan from the 978, waffles have pockets for butter.
Exactly. A good Belgian waffle, like a Belgian waffle with the maker, with some whipped cream and... Come on.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. If you have a hot take you want to share, or you want to comment on the pancakes, waffles of it all, or you want to standing up in the aisle and trying to bowl people over.
I don't believe anyone would disagree with you on that, dear.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right, 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. Producer Dan has set the hierarchy for breakfast foods.
That's correct. It goes waffles, and then French toast, and then pancakes in third. Last place, bronze medal.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
What about a strawberry blend, Dan? Where does it rank on your scale?
This is America.
And my hot take is, if you are standing up in the aisle and not letting people get out in front of you on the plane before it even opens the door, you are the worst human being on earth.
It should be like church.
Just
that's how you get out of the seats. Like church.
Every single time people try and scoot out to get ahead of you, I'm like, bro.
Because they think they're more important than everybody else.
Just like, wait your turn. We're all going to get out and eventually get to where we're going. Let's see. Christine is from Haverhill. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
So I was at the Red Sox game on Saturday. The same person kept on getting up and down during the game. You should get your stuff in between innings and just sit there.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
No respect for watching the game. People don't understand that rule, I don't think, because they don't go to enough baseball games. But baseball...
No, I missed half of the game.
Right. You do not walk through the aisle during gameplay. You wait until there's a break where a batter's coming in and out, or you just wait till the half inning is over.
And if you have a really spicy story you want to talk to your girlfriend about, who's sitting next to you, get up and leave.
Yeah, the people an inch from you that don't shut up the whole game about nonsense are the worst.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, friend.
Sue is from the South Shore. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Well, I wanted to rebut Dan's discussion about waffles over pancakes.
Let him know.
You haven't had the right kind of pancake.
Mm. It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Do you think I've had one pancake,
Tuesday,
Sue?
Tuesday.
Is that your argument? I've had one pancake.
You know, have you had a pancake that has an egg in it cooked just the right way with crispy bacon or sausage cut up in the pancake? Not with it, in the pancake.
Damn. So you're going savory pancake.
Well, you know, they all have names. You have the pork and cluck, which is, you know, either bacon or sausage and egg in your pancake, or the sweet and savory, which is chocolate chips and bacon in the pancake.
Where does
or
one?
The tri-smack.
I need a pork
No. Where
cluck.
Does one acquire these pancakes, my friend?
Well, you know, you have to know people because this is a special place at the top of the ski area where I work because I make them all.
Oh, which ski area is that?
That is, if I can make a plug for Raggy Mountain in Danbury.
Oh, Raggy Mountain. All right.
I now suddenly want to become a skier.
Sue, I'm certainly not going to diminish your life's work. I'm sure your pork and cluck is fantastic.
That's a great name for a pancake.
Nobody's ever asked for chicken and pancakes. They asked for chicken and waffles.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Caden is from Fall River. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
So as a millennial... NSYNC is way superior than Backstreet Boys.
This is one I can get behind, and Kennedy's just like her fiery red hair turned on fire.
It's just wrong, but it's okay.
Why is that?
Well, again, as a millennial, it's one of those things of like, I am the diehard NSYNC fan. Yes, I love Backstreet Boys. I will fully stand by that. But I will 100% be that person that if they ever go back on tour, I will be paying my kidney to go see NSYNC again.
Well, I don't know, honey. After these last Justin Timberlake concerts, I don't know if you want to see him.
Ha! He's been phoning it in a little bit lately, hasn't he?
Holy cats, but...
Thank you, Caden.
Bye, hon.
Let's see. Jess is from Cambridge. Hot Take Tuesday.
Hello.
Hey.
So, my hot take is people crossing the street while they're looking down on their phones, they don't even look if they can cross and make sure no cars are coming.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You don't cross the street in a hustle? Just tell me why.
You got to make sure there are no cars coming. They're walking on the sidewalk and they continue to cross the street looking down at their phones, making sure that it's safe to cross.
There are times that I'm so angry at people crossing the street and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
Like get where you're going, boo. And I'm happy you are enjoying the day, but
we got stuck at JFK yesterday for like hours upon hours upon hours, and you just see people on their phones doing the most ridiculous things. Just not paying attention. The people, you know, they have the carts taking people back and forth, and they're almost getting run over by the carts. They're stumbling through gates. They're stumbling through security, like all of it, all because we're looking down at the phone. Who knew the pancakes and waffles of it all would be the spicy
people,
content you all needed this morning.
Opinions.
I knew.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Steve from Windham, New Hampshire.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Yep. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Steve?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five trivia questions, Steve. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the first time in 2 years, Starbucks is bringing back one of its most requested menu items that has been discontinued, raspberry syrup. What is a professional who prepares and serves coffee drinks called?
A barista.
Jay Leno thinks late-night hosts who take political stands are making a mistake. What was the name of the show that he hosted on NBC from 1992 until 2009?
Jay Leno did the Jay Leno show, but was it the late show, the Tonight Show?
Question number three, NFL team training camps are in full effect. The Raiders cut defender Christian Wilkins after he playfully kissed a teammate on the head, and the guy took offense.
But we're not doing little smooches in the locker room anymore?
The Patriots have been forehead kiss-free to date, thank God. Who is the coach of the Patriots?
That's Mike Vrabel.
What are you supposed to do to a guy after a good play?
Slap on the butt?
Yeah, that's Kevin Dierman.
That's way manlier.
A mixing board used by Dr. Dre to record Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and tons of other artists sold for a record $165,000. All of the artists named performed in the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was the female singer that performed with all of them?
She came out. There was a... I cannot remember.
And question number five, Elizabeth Berkley turning 53 yesterday. She played Jessie in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the principal on that show?
Mr. Bell, Bel Dare.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Steve, I understand you are an elevator mechanic.
Yes, I am. I'm heading to work right now on 93.
Yeah, seems like a real up and down business.
Oh.
Your bank account's up, though, if you're in the elevator union. That's all that matters.
They do pay well.
Kennedy, Steve got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
For the first time in 2 years, Starbucks is bringing back one of its most requested menu items that had been discontinued, raspberry syrup. What is a professional who prepares and serves coffee drinks called?
A barista.
I went to a Dunk's in Virginia Beach just to see, and they were a little bit confused when I said, can I get a large ice regular?
Correct.
And they're like, so do you want cream and sugar in that? I was like, what are they teaching you? Do they not send them to Quincy to train?
I am from the birthplace of this location.
Like we grew up saying coffee regular. Come on, dude.
Tied in one. Question number two. Jay Leno thinks late night hosts who take political stands are making a mistake. What was the name of the show that he hosted on NBC from 1992 to 2009?
Who said it?
Jay Leno said that.
Jay Leno. The Tonight Show?
Tied it two. NFL team training camps are in full effect. The Raiders cut defender Christian Wilkins after he playfully kissed a teammate on his head and the guy took offense.
Lighten up, Francis.
The Patriots have been forehead kiss free today, Kennedy. Thank God.
Oh, jeez.
Who's the coach of the Patriots?
Mike Vrabel.
Tied at three. Question number four. Mixing board used by Dr. Dre to record Eminem, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and a ton of other artists just sold for a record $165,000. All of those artists named performed at the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was the female singer that performed with them?
Mary J. Blige.
4-3. Question number five. Elizabeth Berkley, 53 yesterday. She played Jesse in Saved by the Bell. What was the name of the principal from that show?
Oh, Belder, Belton.
Whoa, deja vu.
Belding? Mr. Belding?
Mr. Belding.
Get out!
Yeah, Steve said Belder.
Oh.
So close. 4-3 is the final score.
Wow, good job.
Kennedy gets the win, Steve. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did pick yourself up a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze. He's going to be at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. They added a third show August 9th at 3 p.m. You can buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but you are going to that show for free, okay?
Make it worth it. Thank you so much.
He's very funny. I've seen him live. You're going to have a great time.
I almost went last year. I think he was in town. I wanted to go, but it didn't work out, so this is awesome.
There you go.
Well, have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. I'm Steve from Wyndham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Louis Capaldi had to step away from the music industry, and I believe it was at Glastonbury where he stepped away.
He left in 2023 and made a triumphant return in 2025.
Kennedy had a chance to interview him. If you did not hear his return to Glastonbury, this is what it sounded like. No. Documentary all about what happened with him and his mental health and his medical health, and that's kind of where you started with the interview with him in New York.
2023, you walked off the stage at Glastonbury because it was just too much. And then just a few days ago, we watched you walk back on the stage at Glastonbury and you had arrived.
Yeah.
What was it like to walk on stage, but not just to walk on stage, but to stop singing and have everyone be there with you in that moment?
Yeah, it was great. It had been a long old 2 years, as you said, like from 2023, and 2023 didn't go the way I wanted it to in any respect. So, to be able to come back and do Glastonbury the way we did it felt really special and just like a really full circle moment. So I'm really... I just feel lucky that and really grateful that we got the opportunity to do it again.
Because when I came into work that morning and I watched the video, I was sobbing.
All right, yeah.
Sobbing.
So was I. So everyone was teared up.
I think it's one thing to walk away, but to come back in the place where you walked away and to have those thousands of people say, yep, got you, baby, got you.
That's what it felt like for sure. So I'm,
So speaking back to that time in 2023, I feel that we have seen a lot of people take steps back. Simone Biles, we've seen people, Zayn Malik, seen people say, I need to take a step back. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that can be very understood, if that's a word, by people who don't live in this world.
Yeah.
how dare you, what's wrong with you, whatever, yeah, but like life-saving. Mm-hmm. For yeah, other people who might have seen you do that. Mm-hmm. So as you took that moment and as you've taken that time away, in those 2 years, what did you learn about yourself and what gave you the strength to come back?
I don't know. It's a big old question that I learned that I'm probably more resilient than I thought I was. I always thought I was someone who, and I still am in some respects, someone who bends at the slightest.
Don't we all, though?
Yeah, inconvenience around that. But I'm someone who I don't really see things through quite a lot. I'm quite bad at like making promises to myself that I don't keep. But this time around, with doing therapy and focusing on getting better, I was really saying to myself, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to get to the end of it and I'm going to make sure that everything that I promise myself I'm going to follow through on. So yeah, I think that was just a big thing for me, that sort of getting to, no, and I suppose I'm not at the end of my.
It is a marathon, honey. Yeah, yeah, we will never be done with
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So it's a case of just, yeah, I've seen it through for the last 2 years, and I've stuck with it, and I think that for me has been the biggest thing. That sort of consistency with, I guess I don't really like this phrase, but like showing up for myself, I guess, in big ways. So
it's an important statement.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a statement, tale as old as time, that says, the fire that warms us also consumes us. And I think people who work in the public eye, this speaks to more than anything. I feel this a lot too, that I feel it's important for me to talk about my mental health to people. I feel it's important for me to show up for those people, but it can be exhausting at times. And I feel like your fans have sort of been a beacon through this very rough sea you traveled. So what could you say to those people who just sold out every concert you just announced, and we'll sell out the ones that come to America, I'm sure.
That'd be nice.
What would you say to the people that have lifted you up during this time?
Just thanks for still being there, I guess. I was really worried when we went away for that long time that when we came back, people wouldn't care, or people would be a bit. Music moves so quickly now, and so many people come and go, and there's music that with so much, like 100,000 songs or something, are being released every day. I don't know, it's something mental, that stat. But, I just am grateful that people are still there. People still seem to care about the music that we're putting out. And the outpouring of support that people have showed me over the last 2 years has definitely not gone unnoticed. It's been really lovely. And that, yes, the response to the, like you say, the Glastonbury stuff was just, was really touching. So, just thank you for still being there and still buying tickets to things.
We got a text from the 978 from our friend B-Side. I remember when you guys were giving away tickets for Louis Capaldi and had no idea who he was.
And now look.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool interview, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. You can catch us on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. So Kennedy went down to New York, and while she was there, had an opportunity to chat with Louis Capaldi. I've seen a little bit of the video. It looks spectacular.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, it was so professional. They had everything set up and cameras and
as
microphones.
As opposed to how we do it around here?
Yeah, lighting. It was dark in the, like, I couldn't see any. I thought my sister was sitting there the whole time and she wasn't. So I there's a couple times I allude to her in the interview and she wasn't there because everybody cleared the room, but I didn't know because it was so dark.
Oh, so you're in this room by yourself?
Few people or whatever, but I guess they sort of cleared the room.
At the Hard Rock?
In New York, yeah. Right. And Odyssey, our parent company, has a big setup there, which makes it so easy, mm-hmm. which is nice. And they made us look very pretty.
And so Kennedy wanted to talk with Louis Capaldi about his new release. It's called Survive.
I'd like to talk about the song Survive. And I was, we took the train in from Boston this morning with my sister, and I put one headphone in her, one in mine, and I asked her to listen to it because I felt it spoke so much about my journey. And sometimes it's hard to explain to people what that feels like. And she kind of looked at me and she was like, yep. And I feel like what you did was a remarkably bold statement. Like, we can all say, I'm going to try. And you said, no, I'm going to wake up on Monday and I'm going to get out of bed. And I swear to God, today I will survive. And as someone who has woken up on a Monday and said, nope, today is not the day and I might not. Yeah. Like, I want to say thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
But I also would like to know, like, putting that to paper, bringing that into a recording studio, singing it, bringing it to people, because we still have to protect our spirit a little bit when we're those kinds of people. How did that feel and how did you make it happen?
It was about when we were writing the show, I wrote it with a guy called Sam Romans, who I've written. I wrote like Someone You Loved with him and stuff, so we've worked together. But this is the first time me and him sat down in a room and wrote a song since we wrote Someone You Loved.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was one of those things of just... I'd been in rooms with people a lot over, like, other writers, other producers, people, musicians or whatever, who were all very keen on writing a song about my mental health, or were keen on writing a song about what had happened at Glastonbury. And I get where they were coming from. They were trying to draw on something real and stuff, but I wasn't really ready to talk about it or anything like that. I was kind of avoiding it. And then, yeah, just with Sam, and I've known Sam for since 2016, I think. So, yeah, I felt very comfortable with him. So it was much more natural and sort of, it came a lot easier than being like, let's write a song about your mental health. That fit. Sometimes that felt a little bit like
prescribed.
Yeah. Or like I was like, I don't know if I can.
Hi,
say,
you've been spending 2 years alone and had mental health problems. Yeah. Let's write a song.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
So I think this time it just felt so natural and so easy, and it wasn't even the lyrics came quite, especially the chorus lyric came very simple, and it wasn't. I didn't really feel. Wasn't even a case of, oh, let's write this song. It just sort of, the line, I swear to God I'll survive if it kills me too, kind of came out first. And I wasn't really thinking too much when I was writing it. I was just like letting things be and writing whatever I wanted to write. And that came out. So it was like a really, it was a bit of a blur writing it, but it felt really important and special once it was finished. Not even like, I don't actually think it's the best song I've written for...
Stop it.
No, but like, I don't mean...
It's not about best, good, bad, or different. What you have done...
Yeah.
I'm telling you right here, right now, what you have done, people are going to hear it and might have not heard something before, and they'll be like, I can be alive today.
That's
what you did.
Well, that was the thing. It felt like a really...
Screw it if it's a number one. What you did is that.
Yeah.
I wanted to say another word, but...
But I think, it was like that thing of, I really felt that it was important that that was the first thing that people heard from me. Because I didn't want to come back and be, oh, you know, woe is me, or this has been really tough and sad and thingy. I've got songs like that, don't get me wrong, about what happened in the last 2 years, and some of them will come out. But
today,
this Monday. Yeah, it was about getting
alive.
Up and resilience, and I wanted that to be the message as opposed to, you know, sort of being down in the dumps a bit, you know what I mean?
All right, Lewis Capaldi, Kennedy sitting down and chatting with him. We have the entire video. There are clips starting to already populate on social media. Just look for Mix 104.1 on there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Megan from Chelmsford.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Also, Tucker is there. Good morning, Tucker.
Oh, Tucker just got out of the car.
Oh.
He's going to camp, isn't he?
Yeah, he said, please speed up and drop me off because I'm very embarrassed.
Oh. Okay, Tucker.
Oh, how dare you.
A viewer of us.
No, of me.
All right, we kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Mom, I can't believe you're calling Carson and Kennedy. It's so cringe.
I know, right?
If we were a Twitch streamer, you'd have loved it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, chat, it's time to play.
W's in the chat.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number one. 71 years ago today, 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published A Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume of his Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where do the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings?
Hobbiton.
Question number two. Arnold Schwarzenegger might be returning to the Predator universe. Schwarzenegger became the governor of California in 2003. It is the most populated state in the union. Which state is second in regards to population?
Texas.
Question number three. Josh Radnor, 51 today. He played Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. What was Ted's career in that show?
I think he was an architect.
This week in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock famously got in a fist fight at the 2000 VMAs with another one of Pamela's exes. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
Question number five. Kid Laroi might be broken up with Tate McRae. Tate McRae's only number one song came out in May of this year when she featured on What I Want by which country artist?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about country music. I don't know.
No problem. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! We're going to have to give her one.
Okay. I'll give it to her.
It's a little more in-depth than what we were looking for, but it technically works.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Megan, got four out of five.
Ooh, all right.
See that? Tucker should have stuck around. He would have seen that you kicked ass.
I guess so.
I have to ask, though. They have archery at Tucker's camp?
They do.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Life is good. Life is good for Tucker. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. 71 years ago today, 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Fellowship of the Ring, the first volume of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Where do the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings?
In the Shire.
The Shire, or what was it she said?
She said Hobbiton, which upon further research is a village inside of the Shire.
Wow.
And I think also what the movie set is called, which might
nerds.
Which
county I'm is here it in there, Dan? This is amazing.
What's the zip code of Hobbiton, Megan?
Yeah, what's the area code? Do you have a parking sticker? I think not. Tied at one, question number two. Arnold Schwarzenegger might be returning to the Predator universe. He became governor of California in 2003. It is the most populated state in the union. Which is second?
Maine.
New York?
Texas, Kennedy. Two to one for Megan. Question number three.
Well done, Megan.
Josh Radnor, 51 today, played Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. What is Ted's career on that show?
I don't know. Architect?
3-2. Question number four. This week in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock famously got in a fist fight at the 2007 VMAs with another one of Pamela's exes. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
4-3. Question number five. Kid Laroi might be broken up with Tate McRae. Tate McRae's only number one song came in May of this year when she featured on What I Want by which country artist?
Morgan Wallen.
That is it.
I literally guessed on almost
all of
it.
It sounded like it. A lot of question marks after your answers.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Wow, Megan. I thought you had me, sis.
4-4.
Well, it had to be country music.
So we have a 4-4 tie, and with a 4-4 tie, that means Kennedy gets the win.
Oh, wow. Well done, friend.
If only I asked what was the main settlement of the Shire, Megan, you would have won.
What is the population of the Shire? Should have gotten that one correct. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening and calling into play, and tell Tucker he missed out.
I certainly will. Thank you. We love you guys.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Megan from Chelmsford, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hi to James from Quincy.
Hi, James.
Hi, guys.
Hello?
Hello, how's it going?
Good, a little bit hard to hear you.
One sec. Is that better now?
Much better now. Thank you. We'll get Kennedy out of the studio, please, James.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture, James. And so you have to answer more than right than Kennedy. And if you do that, you win yourself $1,000.
Great.
Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Chris Stapleton made a stop on Sesame Street with a new song called You've Got a Friend in Music. What is the name of the lovable red character on Sesame Street?
Elmo.
In a 2007 documentary, Noel and Liam Gallagher thrashed Tom Cruise, saying they hate him because his movies suck. But all must be forgiven because Tom was at their show in London on Saturday. Name the band.
Oasis.
This singer's new song is called The Subway. It drops Thursday night. Her other hits include Hot to Go and Pink Pony Club. Who is she?
Chapel Roan.
The Galacticus popcorn bucket being sold in conjunction with Fantastic Four First Steps set the record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket, and it cost $80. Can you name three of the Fantastic Four?
I'll name all four. You got Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman, Johnny Storm is the Human Torch, and Ben Grimm is the Thing.
Just tell us you read comics, James.
It's a great movie. Highly recommend.
Humble brag. Question number five. Eddie Murphy says he's going to star in a new Pink Panther movie. What is the Pink Panther?
It's a really fancy diamond.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
James, I understand you're a teacher during the school year and you make ice cream during the summer.
I do, yeah.
What's the hot trend in ice cream for 2025?
Ooh, the price rising, it seems like. Sunday school on the Cape, highly recommends if you're looking for some great ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor?
Chocolate peanut butter cup. Can't beat
it. Yes, delicious. I mean, I'm a vanilla person all the way, but that's the only time I go off the track is for that.
There's too many amazing flavors. Just go straight vanilla in 2025.
That's who I am.
Kennedy, James from Quincy, got 5 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
There's $1,000 on the line, Kennedy.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. Chris Stapleton made a stop on Sesame Street with a new song called You've Got a Friend in Music. What is the name of the lovable red character on Sesame Street?
Elmo.
In a 2007 documentary, Noel and Liam Gallagher trashed Tom Cruise, saying they hate him and his movies suck. But all must be forgiven because Tom was at their show in London on Saturday. Name the band.
Oasis.
This singer's new song, The Subway, drops Thursday night. Her hits include Hot to Go and Pink Pony Club. Who is she?
Chapel Roan.
The Galacticus popcorn bucket being sold in conjunction with Fantastic Four First Steps set the record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket, and it costs $80.
I don't understand.
Is that with the popcorn?
No,
one hole.
Because movie theater popcorn just costs $80 in general.
Can you name three of the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Okay, do it.
the thing, Mr. Incredible, Sue Storm, or you want their name?
I need their characters, please.
The Human Torch was declared a bankroll.
Okay, and question number five: Eddie Murphy says he's going to star in a new Pink Panther movie. What is the Pink Panther?
His name or what does he do for a living?
Is the Pink Panther?
The Pink Panther is an inspector. He's a private detective. He's an inspector. You've got me so in my freaking head.
I'm watching a woman unravel in real time.
Hamburger.
All right, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Question number one. You said Elmo. That is correct. Question number two, you said Oasis. That is correct. Question number three, you said Chapel Roan. That is correct. Question number four, you said Mr. Incredible. It is Mr. Fantastic.
Of the Fantastic Four.
The Invisible Woman, the Thing, and the Human Torch. And question number five, you said an inspector. The Pink Panther is a diamond, Kennedy.
Oh, damn.
The Pink Panther is, in fact, a diamond.
That's right.
5-3.
Holy cats, James. Woo.
Wow. Thank you. This was thrilling.
It was thrilling. Like a good ice cream cone when it's 100 degrees outside at Sunday school.
James, what are you going to do with $1,000?
I actually have to go pay the rest of the deposit on an engagement ring today, so that's going to go right to that.
Oh, buddy, congratulations.
What's your fiance's name?
Thank you guys so much.
What's your fiance's name, James, or do they know?
Joe.
Joe. Okay. Does Joe know yet, or surprise?
He has been waiting for it for a long time.
No, I'm so here for it.
When it's coming, buddy, knows it's coming.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What a campy Kennedy this morning.
I mean, I laughed, I cried, and I'm about to go have a panic attack, so it's good.
Come on, Kennedy, you lost for love. Goes
I
for
did.
A ring.
I'm okay with it. I just, like... Mm.
I feel like $1,000 should get us a wedding invite.
All right, Kennedy, you have something that you would like to say to James from Quincy.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy. I can't even come close to beating James.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.